This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Minutes past the hour on the DJ V Show. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Dougie is away today. That means it's Ladies Day at the DJ V Show. Jay Kirshner is here as well. Phil is holding down the fort. Phil McGinn at Radio America. So we will do our best. We will plug on without Dougie. And ladies, I think where we have to start for a little fun and levity on Monday is with the Golden Globes. The Golden Globes Awards were last night, and this was the first real award show of the season. Everything was pushed a bit. The Golden Globes usually are in January. They start things off, give you a preview of what might be the big winners at the Oscars. And I have to say, I always look forward to the Golden Globes. Are probably my favorite award show of the year because you celebrate TV, you celebrate a few musical acts as well, and then, of course, you have the film world. But it's just fun to watch people interact and mingle at the tables. And, of course, because of the pandemic, this was a whole different Golden Globes. And out of curiosity, people checked it out just to see what it looked like for a little bit at least. And it kind of looked like if you're working from home, it looked almost like a Zoom call.
With all the same tech fails that Zoom calls can have.
Did you watch from to beginning to end?
Yep, we watched the whole thing, there were definitely some funny moments where you're like, yep, that's very 2020, that's very 2021. losing connections, and some people, like Tina Fey and Amy Poehler, I thought did a really good job together. They're always great, even though they were on separate coasts. Amy was in L.A. and Tina was in New York, and so even they had some glitches where, you know, there was a delay, and one of them was, you know, they were talking and it kind of didn't match up. So it was very typical of what was going on, you know, of what happens with all of us with the work from home situation. But I thought it was interesting. Some of the ladies chose to dress up in full glam, which was really, it's funny. I said to my husband, I'm like, I haven't seen anyone in a gown in so long. It's been a year. It was actually, it was really kind of fun to see some people who dressed up. Regina King looked gorgeous as always. Nicole Kidman, Amanda Seyfried, like some of the ladies went all out. And then, but it was funny because Regina King was like at home in this gorgeous gown and she was being interviewed before the show started. And then like her dog, naturally everyone's dog took over, you know, totally upstaged everyone. And then her dog is wandering in the background and goes and sits on his bed right in back of her while she's doing the interviews. It was really cute. When Jodie Foster won a Golden Globe, she and her wife were sitting on the couch and naturally the dog jumped right up and kind of Zoom bombed. So it was a lot of that. It was kind of funny and kind of cute. But, overall, they did the best they could. You know, I don't know what else they could have done better in that instance, but it was very relatable in a weird way. I don't think the Golden Globes have ever been so relatable.
I tried watching it, and I got bored. I felt like it just was missing a lot of the movies and a lot of the things that were nominated. I think many of us have probably seen or are familiar with the TV shows, but I don't know how many of you, I felt really isolated when it came to the movie section because so much of the movie industry has been decimated. So when you see, I didn't even recognize many of the titles that were even nominated. So I don't know. And I thought there was also a bit missing with the fashion. I love Amy Poehler and Tina Fey, but Amy Poehler was very casual. She looked like something I'd wear like going to the mall.
I loved how Jason Sudeikis, when he won, he was just in a tie-dye hoodie.
Yep, right. He was so peak at home, work from home Zoom look. Like he just, it was, but see, I think one of the things that was kind of funny was when they were going to break, you know, typically that's when all the stars mingle and you see, you know, people talking to each other as they're going to the commercial break for the regular Golden Globes. And this time they were all on Zoom, so they could all hear each other. So it was kind of cute I wish they had maybe let the mics run a little bit longer so you could actually hear more of the conversation. But everybody was on a Zoom call, so when they were accepting their awards, they could see all the other nominees. And it was funny when Jason Sudeikis was just kind of rambling and Don Cheadle was giving him the wrap it up signal. It was, you know, there were a few little moments in it that were really funny and kind of cute. But I think in all, everybody did the best they could. I just want to be Bill Murray when I die and come back because he always has a smile. He always has a martini in his hand. He's sitting there in a Hawaiian shirt with a beautiful L.A. background. He was sitting outside at his house. It was just funny to see how casual some people were and how others, you know, really took it seriously. Also, a lot of families. Like, I've never seen Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban's two daughters. They're like teenagers. They're so grown up. And they were all together on the couch. It was really kind of cute. I've never seen them. So there were a lot of the stars decided to bring their kids into it, which was nice. But yeah, it was, there were totally awkward moments, but I don't think it bodes well for the Oscars. Let's put it that way. If it's a preview of the Oscars, I think the Oscars are going to be a disaster because no one's even seen any of the movies.
Yeah, and I think that's going to be hard. And I think, especially for the Oscars that focuses all on film, I think that's going to be different. At least with the Golden Globes, you had people who are really rooting for TV shows because that's what we've all been relegated to this year. Now, there was some kind of scandal, and again, very admittedly, I tuned out this weekend. I went away just like shut down. I know. But there was some sort of scandal about race. There was some sort of political scandal. We'll get to the winners and losers at the Golden Globes. But before we do that, there was some kind of like report that there were no black voting members in the group for the Golden Globes. Is that what it was?
Yeah, there are no, the Hollywood Foreign Press Association is a group of, it's made up of journalists. And it turns out, and I don't know how they didn't, I don't know how no one picked up on this earlier because it's been a problem all along, but there are no black journalists as members of the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. So it was just so bizarre. Tina and Amy made fun of it. The head of the actual Hollywood Foreign Press Association, you know, there were three members who came out and they all said, you know, this, we're not going to let this happen anymore. It's like, well, hello, where have you been? How do you not have one single black journalist in the world? This is a global organization. I don't know. It was just very weird. But, you know, everybody, it was interesting because there was nothing political from any of the winners. It was just like the show organizers were the ones who were really mocking the association.
Again, like starting to tune in yesterday later in the day, and maybe some of you did the same thing, and I started to see some of the scandal ahead of, Golden Globes kicks off ahead of race controversy, and so I thought it was going to be, they didn't have enough, they didn't feel like there was enough diversity in the nominees or whatever, but when you watch the presenters and the nominees, there was a lot of diversity in the people who won and the people who were presented, so I had to go digging around and realize that the Golden Globes are under criticism, they earned criticism because of the Hollywood Foreign Press. I don't think there's enough diversity in their voting pool. So that was something kind of
sounds like
maybe
there was
you
no diversity.
Yeah, if you watched it and you heard that there was some sort of scandal brewing, that was what it was. All right, let's go through the winners as we return. We will find out who has the early Oscar buzz and, of course, which of your favorite TV shows made it through as the DJV show continues at 14 minutes past the hour.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Two chocolate chip muffins coming in. Thank you.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Hey, can someone get that?
Like at Claire's Cafe. To satisfy demand for takeout, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
When it comes right down to the nitty-gritty, in terms of choosing Calitrin and weight loss in general?
You know, with every purchase of Calitrin, you get your own personal Calitrin consultant. And our consultants, they've been working for years helping customers lose weight with this product. We do everything we can to help you see where we even have a nurse available on staff should you want to talk to a nurse. But it really is a product that I think is different than every other weight loss product out there because it really works with your body, not against your body.
What's the midwinter deal right now, the winter sale? What's the special?
We've put up the early Valentine's special so you can make sure you get your delivery before Valentine's Day, but we've got the unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's buy four, get four free, buy 10, get 10 free. It's a perfect time to stock up and save or maybe even split it with a friend.
That's the Valentine's special at toploss.com for Calitrin. Use the DJV code to have free shipping as well and get a hold of all these specials.
2021 is the perfect time to add a healthy new habit to your daily wellness routine, good nasal hygiene. We all know there's bad stuff in the air, allergens, bacteria, viruses, and that some of it's very dangerous. So what can you do to protect yourself? Well, you can clean your nose with Navage. Your nose is the body's air filter, and with Navage, you help your body defend itself by flushing out the crud and germs. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the world's only nose cleaner with powered suction. Navage is easy to use, affordable, and it has over 40,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Join millions of Navage users to relieve congestion and allergies, breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier without drugs. At Navage.com, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, Target, and Rite Aid. You wash your hands and brush your teeth every day. Let 2021 be the year you start cleaning your nose with Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life. Navage.
Minutes past the hour on the DJV show. Doug, Jen, and Victoria J. Kirshner is here. Phil is here. Ducky is not. The whole gang is here, but we're missing our Dougster. He is in, he's traveling today, so he'll be back tomorrow. In the meantime, the Golden Globes were last night. We picked and panned apart what we thought was the best parts of it. But let's talk about the winners, because that's what people were there for. Victoria, I know you probably have a list. I'll go through a few, and then maybe you can jump in as well. Best film of the year, best motion picture drama. This would be the category that gets the most transfer over Oscar buzz, and of course the actors categories as well. But Nomadland was the big winner for best movie, best actress in a motion picture for a drama. Andra Day in the United States versus Billie Holiday. Best actor, and this is when you know it's rough pickings. Best actor in a motion picture, musical, or comedy. Borat won. Sacha Baron Cohen won for Borat's subsequent movie film. I don't know. Is that indicative of just a tough year when you have someone that's playing Borat winning the award?
Well, if that's, I mean, the Golden Globes are more fun than the Oscars because that's in the musical and comedy section. So, That was actually the first Borat movie, I was kind of like, eh, I didn't really care about it. I didn't really like it that much. I got the shock value of it. I understood what he was doing, but I didn't really enjoy it. This one was really funny. Like, this one, we laughed a lot in this one. So I wasn't totally surprised that it was nominated because I thought that it was just a much funnier script than the first one. But, yeah, there were some... It was strange. Like, the Best Supporting Actor category, it was for a series, a limited series, or a made-for-TV movie. That's a lot there. So you had John Boyega, who's probably best known as Finn from the new Star Wars movies. He won for something called Small Axe, which I've never heard of. He was up against Brendan Gleeson, who played Trump in the Comey rule, up against Daniel Levy, who was in Schitt's Creek, Jim Parsons, who was in that movie Hollywood, and Donald Sutherland, who was fabulous in The Undoing. Like,
the crazy
how do you
category.
Go from... It's like a manic category.
Yeah.
So some of the pairings were very strange.
I think one of the, and Borat won, by the way, for best comedic movie. Actor in a motion picture went to Chadwick Boseman. That was a very touching moment Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. His wife accepted the award. As for television, limited series went to The Queen's Gambit, which you said you watch, right?
We got like 3/4 of the way through and we gave up because we got bored.
Yeah. It's okay. Gillian Anderson won for The Crown and the best television series. It was The Crown, so big night for them. More up ahead. It is the DJV show at 20 minutes past the hour.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Minutes past the hour on the DJV show. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner is here. She is our social media guru. Dougie is out. It is Ladies Day here on the DJV show. And when you talk about trending topics, last week, probably one of the biggest stories on social media was Lady Gaga, who had her dogs stolen. And it happened in L.A. Her dog walker was out with her three dogs, and the dog walker was shot. They sold the dogs. Good news, Jay, the dogs were recovered, but this was, there are a lot of questions about this. Was this targeted against Lady Gaga? Was it not? It seems like the story over the weekend on social media has really started to pick up. What do we need to know about the developments of this? Because the good news is the dogs are okay.
Yes, the dogs were returned to an LA police department on Friday. A woman returned them. She allegedly found them. Police do not believe that she has anything to do with the dog napping. And what's coming out right now is they have no suspects, but they do not believe Lady Gaga was specifically targeted. They think that it was the dogs, that somebody driving around who, you know, these dogs go for a lot of money, and this is a thing where they are being dog-napped kind of regularly across the United States.
Targeted, yeah.
Yeah.
Can you imagine how dumb those guys, they get the dogs, and then they hear the story that they're Lady Gaga's dogs. See, when we talked about this last week, I wasn't convinced that this was a targeted attack, because I had heard, the police were commenting about how this has become a new crime in L.A., and I live here, so I can tell you that, unfortunately, crime is really on the rise. We have this new district attorney who was just sworn into office, who has, the recall for him has actually already started this week, because he has taken away almost every penalty. You can't, I mean, you can resist arrest, you can do all sorts of things, and you won't be punished for it. And so because there's a direct correlation with his being in office, along with the pandemic, now making crime rates just skyrocket in LA. So it does not surprise me that these were some criminals. But how violent the fact that you can be out there walking your dog and get shot, and someone's going to steal it because it's a desirable breed? Mm-hmm. How crazy is that?
Exactly. And this happened in Northern California, I think the beginning of January. A woman was walking her five-month-old puppy, and another same dog, Frenchie, and she was robbed at gunpoint of her puppy. So clearly these robbers or these dog nappers realized that they took Gaga's. Yeah, exactly. They realized they took Gaga's dog, so they just kind of released them. And fortunately, a woman found them, recognized them, and then got them to a police department.
I had a feeling, we were talking about this, my husband and I were talking about it, because, you know, we're all dog lovers, and this is such a horrific story, and Gaga being stuck in, you know, in Italy and not being able to be at home and trying to help, you know, find her dogs. The whole story is just so awful. And to shoot someone multiple times for a dog, like, that is just such a desperate crime. And thankfully, Ryan Fisher, the dog walker, is going to be okay. I actually said to my husband, I'm like, you know, I have a feeling if they weren't targeting Lady Gaga and they were just stealing Frenchies, which is what it sort of turns out to be, I have a feeling that once the publicity happened and all over the news, I was like, these guys are going to either kill the dogs or they're going to drop them in some random neighborhood and I hope they don't get hit by a car. That's what I said to my husband on Friday afternoon. Thankfully, they tied them to a pole in an alley and then this woman saw them. But it's just, oh, my God, what a horrible, horrible experience for everyone involved. The poor dog walker, you know, he almost died over this. But,
yeah, it almost makes you feel like if you are going to walk your dogs, you need to have somebody else with you. Nobody go by yourself.
Well, police are saying don't walk your dog at night. If you have a French bulldog, don't walk your dog at night. That's literally what I was reading last night. How crazy is that?
Welcome to Los Angeles, guys.
Yeah.
It's just I hate to laugh. This is just where the city has gone. It used to be a place where you could go out and walk and exercise on the streets, and those days have gone. Chime in right now on this story. Others, we have a lot of great questions up on our social media platforms. You can find us at DJ V Show on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Jump in and interact with all of us as the DJ V Show continues at 28 minutes past the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Ford is advancing technology with state-of-the-art innovations and promoting its mainstream adoption of making Ford's state-of-the-art driver assistance hands-free technology standard on certain models or as a relatively affordable option on our The advanced new driver assist feature will arrive first on the 2021 Ford F-150 and Mustang Mach-E models. The technology will be available the third quarter of 2021 via over-the-air updates. And for more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Rocket technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers greater confidence in you. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and MLSconsumerAccess.org number 3030.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Myanmar police fired on protesters around the country on Sunday and the bloodiest day in weeks of demonstrations against a military coup. At least 18 people were killed, said the United Nations. President Biden offered his support on Sunday to union organizing efforts as Amazon workers at an Alabama warehouse vote on whether to unionize. In a video posted on Twitter, the president told workers that are considering joining a union that they face a vitally important choice. Virginia lawmakers approved a bill on Saturday that will legalize recreational marijuana in 2024. Virginia will be the first southern state to vote to legalize marijuana for adults. Putting to rest talk of a third party to break off from the GOP, President Trump said there will be only one Republican Party, united all the way. Trump spoke at the American Conservative Union Conference in Orlando, Florida on Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers greater confidence in you. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions equal housing lender license in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAssets.org number 33.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
If you missed a turn, there's always another turn. Take it to get back to the turn you missed.
Use your turn signal.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company Affiliates.
NASCAR's William Byron enters his fourth season as driver of the number 24 car. In just the third race of the 2021 season, he punched his ticket into the NASCAR playoffs for the third year in a row by winning the Dixie Vodka 400 at the Homestead Miami Speedway Sunday.
The work and the effort goes back a long ways, you know, getting Rudy on board and just having a guy like that to work with. We really think the same way, and, you know, it helps us in a lot of ways to progress through races and communicate well and work through the off season. So I'd say it's a lot to do with off season prep. And as soon as we got in the race, I mean, the track was super slick to start. We had to start pretty far back, but made our way up, and just had to keep adjusting on the car and kind of finding those little bits. I think the 19 was really strong to start the race. The 17 was surprisingly really good. So we had to kind of work on that and had a really good restart. The last one, the two pushed me super hard down the backstretch, and the car was just good enough. So it's cool when you have cars like that and you can make moves and make them stick. So love this racetrack. It's really fun.
NASCAR moves into Las Vegas, Nevada next weekend. Major League Baseball spring training continues this week. 14 games scheduled for Monday starting at 1:05 p.m. Eastern. Most games will be played in Florida and Arizona. Some matchups include Tigers and the Yankees, Mets and Marlins, Rockies and Dodgers, Cubs and Padres. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Minutes past the hour. It's a different vibe when the ladies are here. Jennifer Horn, that's me. Victoria Keelan, she's right there. Jay Kirshner, she's right there. Dougie is out today. He'll be back tomorrow. And we went through the Golden Globes. We went through Lady Gaga. Another story that you can just know. Look, you'll remember. You'll say, Jen told me on Monday this story is going to blow up. It already has started. Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, is facing multiple scandals now. It started out a couple of weeks ago, ladies. Well, let's be honest, a couple of months ago, with the reports that Governor Cuomo had made a rough decision to put sick patients into nursing homes and institutional settings. Then it was followed by stonewalling from his Office of Information to the Department of Justice about that decision. That story has started to blow up. Well, enter a few sexual harassment scandals, and Andrew Cuomo is really sweating it today. According to reports over the weekend, one of the people who was behind the original information kind of blowing the whistle on Governor Cuomo and his nursing home scandal was the New York State Attorney General Letitia James. Many people think that she has ambitions all of her own to become governor of the state. She released a report that claimed Cuomo's administration dramatically undercounted COVID-19 nursing home deaths in the state. Well, now she will have full control over the sexual harassment inquiry that threatens his administration. James said yesterday that she expected to be granted a referral that would give her office subpoena power and allow her to deputize an outside law firm for a rigorous and independent investigation. Chuck Schumer, Senator from New York, Kirsten Gillibrand, both Democrats from New York, called for the investigative power to be granted to James so that she could, quote, conduct a transparent and thorough investigation with subpoena power, end quote. Now, the stories about Andrew Cuomo and his toxic work culture, sexual harassment allegations have started to blow up. Last week, there was an essay from one of his accusers, the first accuser in Medium, where she detailed some of the things that the governor did, including calling her by the governor's ex-girlfriend name, trying to force a kiss, suggesting they play strip poker. And she said that the women around Andrew Cuomo just normalized this behavior and let it happen. Well, now there is a second accuser, and the reports continue to come. Victoria, you're the closest to New York. Before we get into the details of what the second accuser said, what's the vibe? You're in New Jersey. Are people talking about this? Is the story picking up? Is this a story just for conservative media? Like, who's talking about this?
No, everyone's talking about it at this point. Yeah. I mean, this is, I think the nursing home thing was bad enough that definitely people were talking and I think speculating, would this be the end of his reign? Would this, you know, hinder him from getting reelected? But the sexual harassment thing, especially for women, this is, you know, in 2021, you don't play with this. This needs to be a full investigation. If he did anything that he is being accused of, he admitted, he made a lengthy statement over the weekend where he admitted to making insensitive comments and bad jokes, and he said he teases people all the time, and he said he thought he was being playful, but, you know, he said that obviously he's been insensitive and he was too personal and that he made mistakes. He's apologized for that. I don't know if that's enough. I don't think to these two women, I definitely don't think that's enough. So I think an investigation is warranted. The White House, it came through, Jen Psaki said that President Biden, I think on Saturday she was asked about it, and she said that President Biden supports a full investigation. And I think, like, how do you can't live by a double standard, you know? If you're going to go after the Harvey Weinsteins of the world, well, then someone who, you know, who is an elected official, if there are multiple, even if it's just one woman accusing him, there has to be an investigation. And so I don't know where Cuomo's going to come out of this at the other end. I don't know. I think that's kind of just a giant question mark right now.
Yeah, I think that it's also, and unfortunately, it's the ones who are usually the loudest who end up having stuff like this in their closet, in their history, because he was one of the top people that came out, or one of the biggest voices that came out against Brett Kavanaugh, who was on trial, had these accusations come out against him before Brett Kavanaugh even had a chance to defend himself. And he's now, if you don't know who Brett Kavanaugh is, now a sitting Supreme Court justice. But before there was even a defense from the other side or any due process granted, Cuomo was like, this is just what this is what they do. This is, of course, it's true. And he just went after him. And now those words have got to be coming back to Andrew Cuomo, who's probably hoping he gets due process so that he can tell his side of the story and hope that there's nothing to all of this.
Yeah, but he's denied that anything has happened that, you know, I think the only accusation of anything physical is the one girl who said that he tried to kiss her. I haven't seen any other accusations of anything else physical beyond him making a lot of really inappropriate comments. I don't know. If that is the case, he says he didn't do anything wrong. She says he tried to kiss her. If that's what he tried to do, then, you know, I don't know.
I think it's weird he would call her by his ex-girlfriend's name.
That's totally weird.
I think is weird, because she looked like the ex-girlfriend. She said he would call her Lisa all the time, and the staffers would be like, wow, the governor really is in love with you. The other person, want to talk about Sandra Lee in a second because I feel really bad for her. But Charlotte Bennett is the second accuser. She's 25. She claimed that Andrew Cuomo quizzed her about her sex life when she went to him for help after being a survivor of sexual assault. She told the New York Times that the governor asked her if she was monogamous in her relationships and if she ever had sex with older men. She says she was wondering how she was going to get out of this situation. She assumed if she said something, it would be the end of her job. And she left the governor's office last year following the harassment and said that she felt that she had no other choice but to leave because she thought she'd lose her job if she didn't. There's also a story going around that he had asked another female staffer to eat a sausage in front of him, like a lunch sandwich.
Oh, come on.
Creep city. Anyway. We'll see what the due process is all about. But the person who I feel sorry for in all of this, ladies, is Sandra Lee, who was his – they were never married, but was a long-term partner of
– 14 years.
Yeah, of the governor. That's, and it's unclear what the timeline is, if they were indeed in a relationship. But you would imagine that they were when these stories, at least the allegations that these events occurred, happened. And so Sandra Lee was pretty classy over the weekend. She sent out a message saying, sending everyone peace and love, healing regards from Malibu, the best sunsets ever, thank God for the ocean. In the aftermath of this, the second accuser coming forward, I think that's incredibly difficult. Sandra Lee was going through cancer, and one of the things that I think people really touted Andrew Cuomo for was being there and so visible. He was there for her all the time, and she made no bones about saying he was her lifeline, essentially. And now it's unclear what the timeline looked like. And again, if these allegations are true, what did that really mean for their relationship? I think that's an element of this, too.
Yeah, I think that I don't know when the supposed kiss happened or the attempt. I don't know when that happened, but I think as far as the second girl who quit, that was after he had broken up. I think that was in 2019. That was after they were broken up, because I think part of that conversation Cuomo was having with her was he said he would be open to dating someone in her 20s, which is just gross anyway, because how old is he?
Who would say I'm not? Yeah, he's like in his 60s, but who would say I'm not open to dating someone? Every man would be like, yeah, I'm open to dating someone in their 20s, of course.
I know, but to vocalize it in front of someone who's a staffer who's in her 20s, I don't know. That's just creepy. But he was single when that happened. That was after he and Sandra Lee had broken up. But, yeah, I mean, if he was trying to kiss somebody else, then hello, he was also cheating on Sandra Lee, which is terrible. And I do feel sorry for her because, like, you know, in New York, it was sort of, you know, a known thing that she very much kind of positioned herself as the unofficial first lady.
Yeah.
And, you know, really wanted that ring, never got it. And when you wait around for 14 years for your guy to, you know, to come around to marriage again, that's rough.
So an investigation will ensue. There's an investigation into the nursing home scandal, and Cuomo has also requested an independent review of these sexual assault allegations or toxic work environment. The thing is that I think he's up to run again for another term already next year, and in New York, they don't do the term limit thing. He wanted to get 4 terms to beat out his dad. It's unclear whether this scandal, either both of these scandals, will shut down the governor's chances at that. Yeah. They don't do recalls in the state. We do the recalls in California. In New York, you have to have an impeachment, and I think there's a bipartisan group pursuing that to see if there's anything there for Andrew Cuomo. So
I think if some real dirt comes out, I think that I don't know that an impeachment would happen, but I don't know that he'd get reelected.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, how fast can you run through? Because an impeachment is more serious than a recall, because an impeachment is triggered by the government saying that you're not like we saw with Trump. The government overrules the voice of the voters, where a recall is actually triggered by the voters. So it's a little bit different. I think it's a little stickier and a higher bar to prove impeachable offenses, but certainly with a reelection coming up. But what does that do for his chances of that?
Is your governor going to get recalled? Is there any is he any closer?
I think that the recall is happening. We'll talk about that. We'll do our governor hour. I'll give you an update because it's kind of interesting to see how these things are playing out in kind of the most powerful, at least the most powerful blue states in the country. That's for sure. As the DJV show continues at 44 minutes past the hour.
Introducing Clear. It's pronounced clear, but it's spelled X-L-E-A-R. It's the natural sinus care system that hydrates while it works against contaminants. Clear helps keep you healthy by assisting your immune system, washing out all that gunk that's in your airways. Clear contains xylitol, which is a natural ingredient found in a lot of fruits and vegetables. We've known this for over two decades. Recent research shows that xylitol also blocks viral adhesion. That's the SARS-CoV-2 virus. With Clear, you can enjoy the small moments no matter what the season. Clear also offers nasal sprays for children. Learn more about Clear by visiting clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. You can get it on Amazon or over the counter at your favorite drug or grocery store. It's natural, so all the natural retailers will carry Clear as well. Clear, X-L-E-A-R, clear.com. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra-soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com to learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all six-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV for buy one, get one free on all six-piece towel sets and the Giza Dream sheets.
Good morning, Private!
Good morning, Sergeant!
I mean, seriously, what a pleasant morning. The sun is shining and the birds are chirping.
You seem to be in a good mood today.
Astute observation.
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
They're even shaped like hearts. So, in lieu of the obstacle course today, I propose a nice meditative nature walk. Does that sound delightful to everyone?
Yes, Sergeant!
Happy Heart Shapes are back for a limited time. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
Minutes past the hour on the DJV show. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Jay Kirschner is here, too. We've got two J's. That's better than one. Dougie is out. And, ladies, let's talk about another governor. We talked about Andrew Cuomo a few moments ago. Victoria, you asked about the recall of Gavin Newsom in the state of California, my home state. And the difference between a recall and an impeachment is that a recall is triggered by the people. When a governor is not living up to the promises they made or there's harm being done to the state, they decide to take the action instead of waiting to have the opportunity to reelect. They make the choice to gather signatures to trigger a recall race. And the reason Gavin has to be a little bit sweaty today is that California loves a recall. Gray Davis, and we elected Arnold Schwarzenegger. A few years ago, there was a state assemblyman, Josh Newman, who was just screwing everything up. He was recalled and got ousted. So California, once these efforts get organized, they do really well. People have tried to recall Gavin before, but this has been the most effective grassroots effort.
It feels like it's got steam now.
It's got tons of momentum. They're already at, well, as of last week, 1,825,000 signatures. All they need to get on the ballot is just under 1.5 million. But they are going to throw out a lot of signatures because they're going to be looking, they're going to be matching all the stuff that Republicans wanted to see during the presidential race. You know, look at those signatures. It'll happen in California. And they expect about 28%, if you can believe it, of the signatures will be thrown out for whatever reason, either duplicate signing, people signing outside the box, questions about signature verification. So they want to get 28% more signatures than they need. They want to try to get up to about 2 million if they can. They're very close and they can get signatures through March 17th. Once that happens, and what's really smart about this movement is they've already started to certify the signatures, so they know what they have before they've even turned it over to the registrar. Once that happens, a recall could be triggered in the summer. It's unclear whether Democrats think that Gavin can survive it or not, but we will see in the next couple of months. It's the DJV show, 49 minutes past the hour.
following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. If you're following EV stocks, then you may know that this potential $3 trillion marketplace depends on graphite for next-generation energy cells. You can get free up-to-the-minute research on the stocks that are leading the way in this red-hot sector with your free subscription to Avid Metals Research Report when you text the word HOT to 48542. Developments in the electric vehicle market are compelling, but investors know we're running short on lithium and graphite supply. Did you know we could also be running short of cobalt? Cobalt is used in chemical production and is one of the critical elements needed to make the EV power source. Research suggests there's not enough ability to mine and process the material to meet demand. We've identified a strategically well-positioned company that could lead the way in solving this critical problem. Get your free research from the Metals Research Report when you text HOT to 48542. Text HOT to 48542.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
It's Tech Talk time. I'm Victoria Keelan with Jay Kirshner, and some cybersecurity is in the news. A cybersecurity firm found that bots were actually promoting GameStop's stock, say that fast, on social media before and after, of course, that frenzied rise last month on Wall Street. A lot of people at the time thought this was like a real movement of the people, and this was all started on a subreddit forum, and that, you know, this was just real everyday investors. But it turns out a Massachusetts-based cybersecurity company called Peak Media, they say that social media bots were actually the ones behind this frenzy, that there were obviously some real-life humans in there, but that essentially that bots were really the ones pushing. They promoted Dogecoin, GameStop, and other meme stocks in posts on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and YouTube. The firm says that they estimated that tens of thousands of bots participated in this. It's still unclear how much influence they had on the actual rise and fall of those stocks, especially the GameStop stock, which was just went through the roof. People made a lot of money, and then they lost a lot of money if they didn't get out in time. So shares of GameStop, of course, this all happened in January. Reddit users on the Wall Street Bets subreddit, they're the ones who rallied around this. And so
Peak Media said that they detected patterns of artificial behavior in the posts. So they kind of figured there was something a little bit, you know, weird going on behind the scenes. And this happened right before January 28th, and it went all the way through February 18th. So they didn't, they analyzed all the traffic, and they actually said in a hearing before the House Financial Services in February that the platform had not detected any significant bot-driven activity at the time. However, now, Peak Media says that there were a lot of bots involved. The Security and Exchange Commission is still investigating this because it was just such a wild, couple of days on Wall Street. So, they said that, you know, it's again, when you're not a professional trader, and we saw this happen, there are people who lost part of their retirement funds, $70,000 at a clip, just horrible, devastating losses for most people. But, it looks like in the future, they're probably going to be monitoring bots a lot more closely, especially when it comes to a lot of these subreddit forums. So, it's not, you know, not great news for anybody who thought that this was really, you know, driven by the people, which definitely was the messaging around it, but it turns out might not actually be true. All right, we've got some more tech news coming right up. First, though, Sony suffers another lengthy outage of the PlayStation Network. Let's check this one out.
The Geek Out.
Hard time for gamers is last week Xbox Live went down for about 6 hours, creating a harsh buzz for anybody trying out their new Xbox, and then it was Sony's turn, as the PlayStation Network had outages beginning late Friday last week, continued through the weekend, and even at the time of recording this. Now, the outage reportedly affected not just those with the new PS5, but even older generation consoles, and user complaints varied from not being able to play multiplayer in a specific game to not being able to play any game at all. No word on the cause or if it's even similar to the famous 2011 hack of the network that brought it down for a month. By the time you hear this, it might be corrected, but we'll keep you posted on the PlayStation outage here at the Geek Out.
If you're very quiet, you can hear it. The joy, the freedom, the crunch from 100% whole grain oats. Stay outside longer with Nature Valley Oats and Honey Crunchy Granola Bars. We are better outside.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so everybody, everywhere you go pretty much today, you before you enter a building, someone takes your temperature. Depending on what state you're in, and certainly for most of 2020, we were all subjected to this. Before you go into a place, whether it's a doctor's office or a retail store, someone is there with one of those little temperature guns that aim it at your forehead, take your temperature to make sure that you don't have a fever before you enter the building. Well, there's a new device that actually, from Marquee Innovations, that allows you to do that. It plugs right into the bottom of your cell phone, and it works for Android and for iPhone. It's $24.99, and it actually allows you to use your cell phone as that thermometer gun, so you can take your own temperature, you can take someone else's. $24.99, it's not a bad deal. Marquee Innovations has it. It's 58 past the hour on the DJV show.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.